Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, a veritable menagerie of top tech topiary shaped into mildly diverting body parts. Coming up on this week's show garden of treats, 10 things I hate about Apple, surely some mistake. Freeview goes high def, mercifully not in time to see Murray dumped out of Wimbledon. And since 10 seems to be the number of the week, we'll have the top 10 in commuter tech freshly ripped from this month's T3. Got that, Duncan? 10. That's all the fingers. No, all your fingers. And it's all sponsored by the good people at pensbids.com, home of the most interesting auctions on the internet. Bringing me nicely to the most interesting co-presenter on the internet. I speak, of course, of T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Thanks. Cheers, Dan. Good to be here.
I thought I'd build you up a bit more this week.
Yes, well, co-host is a step up from sidekick or half-witted comedy person.
Don't need to sit down. It's been precisely 1 week since you last vented your spleen.
Yes. Well, it's not venting spleen. It's bringing things to the attention of the public.
I see. You know, it's your duty. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it's an odious duty.
I see. Well, so what are you venting about this week?
Well, it's not so much spleen as bafflement. I've been sort of maybe vaguely thinking of changing my ISP because Pipex are a load of money-grabbing, incompetent halfwits.
They used to be quite...
they used to be quite good, and then they were bought by BT and immediately became rubbish.
It's funny how that
happens. The BT effect. It's a bit like when Sir Alan Sugar takes over a company,
I imagine. So what, are you going to go...
Well, I don't know, because I was looking into it. I was thinking maybe Virgin, but then went and looked at Virgin's website, and I have to say they have the most baffling pricing structure I have ever seen in my life.
You've touched on this before, and I can only wholeheartedly agree.
It's mad. It's like, we have this from this, because it's like broadband and phone and sometimes mobile phone and a TV service. Mm. And so it's like, if you have this from this box with this from this box, then it's like £20. But if you then have this from this box as well, then it's £18. But then you don't want that thing.
What I don't like about it is if you just want, say, the small TV package, but the...
Big
broadband package.
Yeah.
Nah.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Well, you can have it, but that'll be £200. Yeah, and it'll take you half a day to work out what it's going to cost. Because there's no way of finding out on their website.
Virgin are the only ones who do fibre optic, which...
But then apparently they've been telling porkies about their speed, though, haven't they? Because they throttle it quite drastically if you have the temerity to actually use it. But,
Was that about the fibre optic or their normal broadband?
Well, I'm afraid I don't know.
No, I don't know. And I probably should have read it before we...
It doesn't make any difference. I mean, what it's going.
The fibre optic doesn't drop off, does it?
Okay, but maybe they've only got one fibre optic cable
of the UK,
and that runs from Hull to Salford.
Well, yeah, it's quite possibly.
It's possible. So Virgin, sort it out.
Virgin pricing, yeah.
And I may bring my custom to you. You can have my £20 a month instead of Pipex.
If I was Paul Merton, I'd be letting you put that into room 101 as we speak. Anyway, we'll hold on to that anger because this week on T3.com, we reveal the 10 things officially wrong with Apple.
Yes.
I thought I'd get your opinion on this. And since it's Wimbledon, I thought we could also do it in the style,
whilst dressed in white,
in the style of a tennis rally. So Duncan, your first hate, and I'll bat one back at you.
But no rally at Wimbledon goes on for 10 shots.
Well,
some of the women's one do. I've noticed the women tend to just stand at the baseline and hit it to each other until one of them misses, like playing tennis with your mum.
That's why they only allowed 2 sets.
Yeah, yes.
So, anyway.
So first thing. Oh, I think. Well, it has to be the sort of general all-pervading air of smugness around everything that Apple does. Mm. It's not... I mean, they make quite nice products, but at the end of the day, they are just products. And they do take the mickey in many ways with their pricing and sometimes the quality of their products, particularly when they initially come on the market. But you're meant to feel grateful that they're deigning to sell them to you. That's what I don't like.
And then they'll still sell them you at full whack a week before they're about to announce something.
Well, that is a bit saucy, but what can you do?
But
anyway, so yes, the general smuggery.
I'll take your smuggery and I'll bat it back with price.
Yeah, well.
Why are they all so outrageously expensive? Everything. I know, I appreciate it's designed beautifully and all these things. But, you know, if you come to buy a laptop, you spec up what it costs you for a PC and then you kind of... I'll have a peek at Apple.
Yeah.
And it's always outrageous.
I know. To be fair, their iPods are sort of verging on being reasonably priced. But then that's because they're so dominant in the market that you know, nobody else can really compete.
I see.
The iPod Classic is like a reasonably priced product. The iPod Touch, actually, having said that, is outrageously priced.
Good. So well, it doesn't even apply across the board. The ball is hanging in the air waiting for you to bat it back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the adverts. I hate the adverts. Not the ones with Mitchell and Webb. They're really good. The ones with dancing shadows being groovy.
Which has been parodied beyond...
Yeah, well, it is almost beyond parody. And the music's always so rubbish. Like, Apple kind of embodies that aesthetic of going to Starbucks and listening to Katie Melua. It's like people who think, you know, they're frightfully edgy, but in fact, they're just really dire people. I'm sorry if that sounded a bit bitter, but
I tell you what, the one of the other things that bugs me, the fact that everything is made for the kind of the lowest common denominator of consumer.
Well, I don't know about quite the lowest common denominator.
Well,
but yeah,
so
I know
Apple
what you mean,
TV,
though, yeah.
There's just no, you know, it's kind of you compare it to Netgear, and okay, it does everything, but you can't take it to the next level. You can't give it a bit of kick.
Well, that's yeah, but
you know, tinker.
That's one of the things I actually quite like about Apple. The it just works sort of approach that they have. Although sometimes their products don't work, ironically.
What irony. Okay, anything, what's your grand, no, not your grand slam, that's a tournament, your, I don't know, winner down the baseline or something like that?
I don't know, there's a couple of things to choose from, but I think probably the keynote speeches, which I suppose also comes under the smuggery. No, actually it's not really smug because it's like a sort of frenzied atmosphere rather than a smug atmosphere. Like Steve Jobs, well, like we were saying a couple of weeks ago, or was it last week? Like Steve Jobs says, oh, the earphone socket isn't going to be recessed this time.
Wild.
Everybody
euphoria.
Reacts as if, like, Nelson Mandela's just been released from prison whilst a cure for cancer has been found. Or he's come out waving a cure for cancer. It's quite mad.
So there we go. That's probably about four things we...
Super.
That was an Andy Murray rally.
Yes, oh yeah, about four things we hate about Apple. But
I looked really miserable all the way through it, and then I lost.
Anything you love?
Oh yeah, there's lots of things I love about Apple. I have a love-hate relationship with Apple, like many people do. I love them and they hate me. Oh. Ah. But yeah, I mean, I love the iMac in particular. In fact, I've always loved all their all-in-one computers, from the first one with a screen that was about the size of a postage stamp up to
that was awesome, actually. Yes,
enormous.
Okay. Well, that's enough Apple loving for one episode. On to Freeview, which
sexy.
Yes. Gosh, what a almost a brand on a par there, I'd say.
It is, particularly when it's top up TV
providing
the Freeview.
Yes. Oh, you know, that's banned. Definitely banned from the podcast. Anyway, Freeview is all well and good, but it does look a bit shit on a 42-inch HD ready plasma. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah.
Lucky then.
Well, I don't know. I haven't, because my telly's tiny. But yes, I'll go with that.
That the Beeb have come up with a way to pipe lovely high def simply through your aerial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they've been trialing it for a while, actually. I'm sure I read something
there was
about
a trial,
this several years ago.
Yes.
In
there
T3.
Was. There was, yes, in London, I believe.
It would have to be in London.
You had to have a special box.
Anything to do with the BBC.
And what was rather cunning about it was that even if you weren't on the trial officially, if you bought a box, it would
oh, you
work.
Could if you yeah. hadn't if you knew about it.
Yeah, then they took it away. It's okay. All down to DVB T2 compression.
Well, yes, that's my favourite type of compression.
I imagine it would be. The bad thing about DVB T2 compression is that you'll have to buy a new box.
Yeah, it's got its knockers, DVB T2 compression, because of the box
situation. But perhaps you could get a box top box for your set top box.
That'd be quite good. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, you could sort of stack them.
Plug your original set top box into a DVB T2 compression set top box. Set top.
I can see
box,
these in the innovations catalogue before long.
Hang on, what would that be called? Set top.
A box goes top on box top. For your set top box.
Something like that. Yes.
Not something like that. Exactly like that. Anyway, there's already FreeSat though, isn't there?
There is FreeSat, but then that obviously requires a satellite dish, which
it
not
does.
Everybody
but
wants.
Everyone's got one now, haven't they?
They are pretty prevalent,
apart
actually,
from you.
To be fair, I think there's even one on the block of flats I'm in, but don't quote me on that.
So could you just hook up to it?
If I wasn't unbelievably lazy, I suppose I could. Yes.
Still, all good stuff, and should be ready by the end of next year, which actually is quite speedy.
Yeah, and it is quite. Sorry, I'm sounding really completely bored by this story, but it is a pretty. It's a cool thing that you can get high def without having to necessarily have a satellite dish or necessarily
pay for it as well because
a subscription.
What really pisses me off is when people they spend like a grand
Yeah.
On a huge TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they wonder why it looks shit.
This is a because they're not pet bugbear of yours, isn't it?
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
I know. So, such people should be punished.
They should. Should. They
as
should
we were saying before, by having their TV taken away.
They should at least be forced to give up the TV. Exactly. Now, like an episode of Sesame Street, this week's show is brought to you by the letter A and the number 10. For we have the latest issue of T3 here with the top 10 in commuter tech.
Okay.
Cue music. There we go.
What's the letter A got to do with that?
It was kind of a A.
You're slick.
Oh, there we go.
So am I, because I'm just trying to find the article you're referring to.
Commuter tech.
Yes, here they are.
I can see caterpillar tracks.
Yes, our designer has put them all on wheels to cunningly suggest that they're good using whilst on the move.
Okay. Let me kill that music. That's annoying. What have we got?
Well, actually, firstly, I should say it's not a top 10 in the sense of being from 1 to 10, because these are all up for T3 awards. So the exact order they will be in will become apparent only when the public has finished voting.
I see. So,
at which point the iPod will be declared the winner.
So I could ask you what your top pick was, but that would probably be revealing a degree of bias.
Nobody cares what I think. Oh, God. Okay. It would be... is there an iPod on here somewhere? No, there isn't. There's the iPhone, which I don't like. Oh, well, there we are.
Oh, there's another thing.
So I don't have... but it doesn't have enough storage for me.
I see.
It would be, I'm afraid it would be the iPod Classic for me every time, but there's clearly been a terrible oversight because it's not even on here.
There's the PSP on there and the DS.
PSPs.
Well, I was going to say, despite the PSP having possibly every feasible feature you could ever want in a portable,
apart from any
device,
decent games,
I wasn't
or
going to
any
that far.
Films you'd want to watch on those stupid
yeah, the only
discs.
the only sort of portable gamer I see is the DS when you're on the tube.
I'd have thought so, yeah. But no, I've seen quite a lot of PSPs on the tube, which I always think it's quite weird. In fact, I once almost got into a fight because I had to tell a man to turn down the... I think it was the Grand Theft Auto game you can get on the PSP. He was playing it so loud.
So annoying.
Like, and you don't really want to be on a tube being having the sound of gunshots going off in the background.
I could just about hack it on the tube on a train when you're trying to sleep.
Yeah, so I asked him to turn it down, and he agreed with me that he should eventually.
Before now, I've actually got up and told people how to turn off the beeps on their phone because they've been texting on the train.
Yeah,
God,
or how to place the phone into their anal passage because they've been listening
I didn't dispense that advice, but
music on
it does sound sage. The headphones, Sennheisers.
Yes, Sennheiser headphones.
Headphones?
They're very good for... I haven't ever put this list together because I don't like any of these things, but the Sennheisers are fantastic headphones, but...
Wasn't this the esteemed readership of T3 that
it was the esteemed editorial team of T3,
oh, okay.
I'm afraid.
Oh, right.
Sennheiser, their headphones are amazing, cancel noise brilliantly, but they are enormous, and you do look like a bit of a twit sat on a tube.
Yeah, but you
kind of
look pro.
You say that as a man with hair. If you've got a bald head like I have... Or a shaved head or whatever.
I see.
Or slightly receding hair, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
And you put on big headphones, it makes you look like a Doctor Who extra.
Speaking of
it's
things
a bad
that,
look.
That make you look slightly ridiculous, there's a Bluetooth headset on there, but it is perhaps the coolest Bluetooth headset.
The A-Lift Jawbone.
The A-Lift Jawbone, yeah.
I've always had a soft spot for the Jawbone because I was in Carphone Warehouse once and this guy was demonstrating. Well, he wasn't actually demonstrating to me, he was just talking about it to somebody else. And he was going, yeah, the thing about this this earpiece, right, is you can put a Hoover next to your ear. And you can still hear what the guy on the other end of the phone is saying.
Is this Ali G?
he was quite Ali G, yes. So I thought, well, that's pretty good. Yeah, so you can have a chat whilst hoovering your head.
I'll tell you what, we should try that next week. Perhaps I'll call from the studio and you can be on an A-Lift Jawbone with a Hoover next to you. And we'll see how long the conversation can last.
That'd be podcasting gold.
That would be podcasting history.
To anybody listening from outside, that, though, is essentially going to be 3 minutes of a Hoover going off, isn't it?
Well, well, perhaps not.
Oh, unless if we're recording
because
from...
Because you'll be outside with the Hoover and your A-Lift.
Yes, and coming through loud and clear with no audible
crystal
Hoover
clear.
At the end.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, let's do that.
We'll give it a go.
Look forward to that one,
genius,
listeners.
Genius. So one of these is going to win a T3 award.
Yeah. Do you want me to guess which one it will be?
Go on, then.
I think it'll be the iPhone.
The iPhone?
I do.
It kind of does conquer all, but if you don't want it to be the iPhone...
Or it might be the N95, which is like the anti-iPhone choice.
Maybe.
I think it's an absolutely rubbish phone, yes, I know. But a lot of people hate all Apple products, as we were... as we touched on earlier in
so
this.
So there's a sufficient campaign. So yeah. People will be able to vote on these.
Yes, they will at some point. The voting system I have now given up in bafflement. But I think... Because originally it was going to be like late July, you could start voting again once the shortlist had been whittled down. But I think you can vote still, or you can vote now.
Okay, well, I think...
considering I work for T3, I really ought to know.
Well, let me fill you in. T3.com/awards for all your voting needs.
Yeah. Just go and look it up yourself.
Good stuff. Smoothly done.
You people want spoon feeding. Well, I'm not here to spoon feed you.
Well, that's all just about we have time for. Rearrange those words to make a correct sentence. We're off to bid.
It's been a hard week.
On a spa package at pensbids.com. We really are. But before that, just enough time, Duncan, for your quick-fire reactions to this week's last words.
My slightly sluggishly quick-fire reactions.
Yes, the Ferrari FFX pedal go-kart.
Complete rubbish, like all Ferrari-based merchandise.
Oh.
Next.
Nikon D700?
Well, I believe that's a very good SLR-type camera, but you know more about such things than me.
It's the daddy. It's not the daddy in a D3 sense of daddy, but it's a daddy you can afford.
I heard that.
There we go.
An affordable daddy.
The Xbox 360 price cut rumours.
Oh, another one.
Yeah.
They'll be paying you to take it away.
Absolutely.
Soon.
They'll be giving away on contract or something. And £250 Apex Z500 HD camcorder.
Well, a bargain, but sadly not a very good camcorder.
Yes, I think inevitably. Well, the big hand is pointing to 1, while your little hand is pointing to 8.
Eight what?
Interesting. Yeah. And that really is all we have time for. Find us on iTunes in the Technology Podcast. Find all the latest on T3.com and find the latest issue of T3. What month are we on now?
I've absolutely no idea, because you end up not knowing if you're coming or going working
good.
On the magazine.
Find it
September,
in
I think, maybe.
Somewhere newsagent-y. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast. Super.